A good evening to you, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 21st, 2016. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the contentious issue of the diaspora vote.
With less than 20 months to go to the next elections, there is no indication that Zimbabweans will be able to cast their votes like some of their compatriots in other African countries who are able to select their leaders while in the diaspora.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
Once again, good evening, Zimbabwe. Tonight, we want to hear your views on the issue of the diaspora vote. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly. And here is the number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077. Jonga.
Yes, Chris. Early this week, and actually it's yesterday, when we heard that Zimbabwe Exiles Forum and a Zimbabwean organization based in South Africa is planning to take the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, to court if it drags its feet on the diaspora vote issue. And Zimbabwe Exiles Forum said they will take ZEC to the Constitutional Court so that Zimbabweans in the diaspora are allowed to vote. And also, we saw a video that emerged this week of ZANU-PF UK chairman Mr. Nick Mangwana, where he was attending the just-ended ZANU-PF conference in Mashingo. And in the video, Mr. Mangwana is seen saying that Zimbabweans in the diaspora should not vote while in the diaspora, but those who want to vote should go back home and vote. And I think this has raised a lot of discussion on the diaspora, I mean, on the social media forum. And we were lucky enough this evening to get hold of Mr. Mangwana. We spoke with him and he gave us his views on what he said and why he said that. And we also hope that we are going to have him here at the Diaspora Forum to continue our discussion, Chris.
Yes, Bojonga. Lamhlanje zulukandaba mthwakazo omuhle sixoxa ke ngodaba lokuvota, ukuvota kwabantu abangaphandle kwelizwe. Siyazi ke kubana kuke kwaba lodaba oluvuse sibili umsindo abanengi besithi bona okukhulunywe ngumnumzana Nick Mangwana, yena ongumgcini isihlalo webandla lezano PF UK United Kingdom, othena abantu bediaspora akumelanga bangene bavote bekhona le lapho ababe behlala khona. Wathi hayi, nxa uzazi umntwana weZimbabwe ngena endizani mchineni uye ekhaya lapho yiko ozavota khona. Lokho kucunula abaningi ngoba esikhathini esiningi lalapho kade kukhulunywa khona kade besithi bona abantu abahlala kudiaspora emazweni aphetheya yibo abaphathisayo kakhulu elizweni. Siyazi ukuthi baphathisa ngemali, imali eningi kakhulu, kodwa sekufika ekuvoteni ukuthi hayi lingavoti. Jonga,
ndizozo chaizvo. Chris, nyaya tiri kutaura nhasi iri mudariro inyaya yekuvota kwevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika, yatingati diaspora vote. Tinoona inyaya yagara ichinetsa nokuti bumbiro remutemo idzva rinobvumidza kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vange vachiwana mukana wekuvhota. Asi Zimbabwe Electoral Commission kana kuti ZEC iri kunonoka kuti mutemo iwe unge uchishanda, zvatinonzwa kuti zvasvitsa sangano reZimbabwe Exiles Forum pakuti ritore danho rekuda kuenda kudare repamusorosoro reConstitutional Court, kuti kana ZEC ikaramba ichinonoka kana kutsika madziro panyaya yekuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vange vachibvumidzwa kuvhota sezviri mubumbiro remitemo yakuenda kumatare edzimhosva kuti nyaya iyo igadziriswe. Asi tinoonawo nguva imwe cheteyo pakabuda video yakatorwa kumusangano weZANU-PF uchangopera kuitwa pagore kumasvingo, patinonzwa kuti imwe nengo yeZANU-PF uye vari sachigaro weZANU-PF kuUK vaNick Mangwana vakabudawo vachitaurawo pamusoro pemusangano iyoyo zvakuonekwa nevamwe sekunge vari kuti aiva vari mudiaspora vafanira kubvumidzwa kuvhota asi vaMangwana tambokurukura navo vachitaura kuti aiwa indai papfungwa dzangu kuti ngatiregei kutaura nezvenyaya iyoyo pamusangano iyoyo tichitaura nenyaya yatatakanangana nayo tamboita hurukuro navo taitawo mhanza yakanaka nekuti tavabata zvakare kuti vange vari pano pachirongwa vaMangwana tinogamuchirai paLive Talk Diaspora Forum. Aiwa, taswera zvakanaka vaMangwana, tinotenda zvikuru nekukwanisa kuwana mukana wekupinda pachirongwa chino. Nyaya ndiyoyo yatiri kungoenderera mberi tichikurukura yediaspora vote. Vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vakawanda vari kuti aiwa kadai tapiwa mukana wekuvhota tiri munyika dzatiri. Tamboita hurukuro nemi kuti kune zvinhu zviviri zvitatu zvinotarisa kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vanga vachivhota. Zvingafadza zvikuru kana makangozvidzokorera kuzviti dede vasina kuwana mukana wekunzwa chirongwa chedu chatabva kuita chenhau vawanewo mukana wekunzwa vega kubva patsime ravaMangwana.
Tati electoral act yedu at the moment haisi kuprovider for that. Even as amended as it was after the post the 2013 election, he provided for that vote to be there. Then it's katawra nyaya ma resources, katawra nyaya kuti hapana ye direct policy yokuti anonzi mudiaspora ndiani anovota papi. Pane ma question yokuti mudiaspora ni muZimbabwe munhu chero mukauya kuBritain in 1960 anogona kuvhota maelections acho here? Ko kana muNigerian akaroorana nemudzimai wechiZimbabwe, muNigerian wacho anokwanisa kuzovhota here maZimbabwe elections? Ko muZimbabwe woman akaroorana nemurungu, murungu anovhota muZimbabwe elections here? Ko vana vedu nayo vanhu ivavavo vatinozvara vanovhota maZimbabwe elections here? So it's an issue in order to deal with nayo as to policy yedu yakamira sei, who is the diaspora and anovhota, munhu akabva kuZimbabwe here and agara outside Zimbabwe for how many years, and how involved are those people in Zimbabwean issues? Kana kungoti munhu wese akangobata passport yekuZimbabwe ndiye anovhota, kana kuti ane chitupa chekuZimbabwe, kana ari mibvunzo yacho yakawandisa. So pari ipapa panguva iyinoi pataitaura nezvenyaya iyoyo, saka takati aiwa iyi ngatibosendekai.
Asi vamwe vari kubvaona kunga muri kuti imi vana veZimbabwe havabvumidzwe kunge vachivhota vari kunze kwenyika, kwete zvebumbiro remutemo zvamuri kutaura izvo. Vanhu vakutongoti vaMangwana vari kuti vanhu havabvumidzwe kuvhota.
Iyoyo haisi sarudzo yangu. Inini semunhu mumwe chete ndine pfungwa dzangu. Pfungwa dzangu hadzinei nemamiriro ezvinhu, and ndinokodzera kuva nepfungwa dzandinenge ndiinadzo. Saka nyangwe ndaimira pamusoro pegomo ndoti vana veZimbabwe havafanira kuvhota, zvinobatsirei? Ndini kuMangwana. Zimbabwe ine population iri muZimbabwe ye13+ million. Tikasanganisa neiri kunze kweZimbabwe vanogona kusvika 16 million. Saka chinonetsa vanhu kuti pfungwa dzaNick Mangwana dzakamira soso ndechei? Handisi kuti ndo pfungwa dzangu kana kuti hadzisi, ndiri kuti inini semunhu wani, imi handi mune pfungwa dzenyu. Zvamunofunga zvine inini. Saka vanhu vanonisekei nepfungwa dzangu? Gadzi handi ndine kodzero yekuva nepfungwa dzangu. Chatiri kutaura ndechekuti chii chiri kutarisa vana veZimbabwe kuvhota? Ndo zvandakutsanangura izvo. Zvandozofunga inini, handosaka tiroora vakadzi vakasiyanaka, umwe noumwe ane pfungwa dzake. Ndoda uyo unoda uyo. Saka we are entitled to that.
Asi kava maNgwana, iro bumbiro idzva remutemo iri, vamwe vari kuti kunonoka kuvandudzwa kuri kuitwa mitemo inyaya yekuti vari muhurumende zvikuru bato renyeredzano PF havasi kuda kupa mukana vari kunze kuti vange vachizovhota, nokuti vanoziva kuti vanhu ivo vanogona kunge vachizobatsira mapato anopikisa kuti anga achibvisa Zanu PF pachigaro. Saka mitemo iri kunonoka kuvandudzwa kuti vabvumidzwe kuwana mukana iwe wekuvhota.
Mati, tinogona kuva pfungwa dzemunhu, tingati zvingarambidzera kuti vanhu vafunge vachidaro. Ikodzero yavo. Inini vakandibvunzawo pfungwa dzangu ndongopindurawo kuti ii, ndinofunga kuti kana nhasi unochaiva chaivo zvinhu zvese zvikaita maringe, tikati maelections ngaaitwe, Zanu PF inogaya hunyisa kudiaspora kudarika dzimwe nzvimbo, kudarika nhingi dzese, handizi kudarika mamwe mapato ese, ndopfungwa dzavo. Saka ivo vane pfungwa dzavoka. Kana patiri pese hapana neumbowo hwokuti inohwina ndeipi. Asi kuti vamwe vanongofungawo kuti nokuti vanopikisa vanorova kuvhuzela rakapinda pa social media saka ndo vanofanira kuwina haiwa hazvinyaya isi pakuvhuzela kuvhuzela rababa juka makariona rikakurasisa ichose munogona kurasika futi
ndizvozvo maita basa vamangwana rambai muri parunhare Chris, we understand that we are not live streaming at the moment but we are working on that and we apologize to our viewers about that. Here tonight we are discussing about the diaspora vote and we have Mr. Nick Mangwana, who is the ZANU-PF UK province, or I'm not sure whether you are now a recognized province, Mr. Mangwana, as we understand that you were lobbying for that.
At least that province, ZANU-PF recommend in 10 provinces.
Jesus. So,
because my province is Akakosha, ZANU-PF, because no electoral college, a presidential candidate. Saka tikanzi taa province zvinoreva kuti isusu teta kukwanisa kuisa nomination yepresidential candidate yatinoda and munhu anenge anominatwa ne2 provinces aakutopinda muhet for secret ballot. Saka munongoziva kuti pakadaro pane a lot of political implications. Pane ishu yekunzi ko isusu hatisi kukwanisa vamwe macandidates wepresident vanoti hatina access to that constituency. Nemhaka yekuti vamwe hatisi kukwanisa kusvika uko mavhiza agara anonesa tinobva anwa tinodidi saka isi nyaya yatiri kudzira nayo ndo imwe nyaya yairifeiwa pavhidhiyo iyoyo futi yekuti yamaelections futi ngatimbomirai tozoitaura pane imwe nguva ngatitaurei nyaya yanga iri mudariro zvino anongolikawo kalittle clip pavery long plenary sessions votaura pfungwa dzavo haikodzero yavo taurai henyu tinzi.
Yes, Mr. Mangwana, there is a view that probably the reason that ZANU-PF doesn't want the diaspora vote is because most people, most Zimbabweans who have left the country are disgruntled and they are likely to vote someone else other than ZANU-PF representative. What do you say?
We see things a bit differently because when it comes to diaspora structures, Zimbabwe political party diaspora structures, ZANU-PF is the most organized structures and the most functional structures of any political party outside Zimbabwe. They can call themselves provinces, we can call ourselves districts and so on, but we are the most functional. ZANU-PF UK, everybody knows about it. We're extremely functional. We fill up rooms. We are very operational. No other party in the UK is like that. When we go to South Africa, it's the same thing. And our affiliates, like December 12th, you saw them. You saw what they did in the in Washington. Sorry, in New York. So they are part of us, right? So we are extremely functional. So I think the only evidence of who is more organized is that outside Zimbabwe, ZANU-PF is more organized. So probably it has got more traction and people will vote ZANU-PF. This is the same situation that obtains at home, where ZANU-PF has got structures up to the grassroots, down to the grassroots level, and ZANU-PF wins because of those. People had to be turned away at the last conference. The conference was supposed to have 7,000 people. We ended up with 2,000 extra people who were cloning cars to come into the conference. This is the type of traction and movement and dynamism that ZANU-PF has. Every other party, when they hold Congress, they try to get people to them. We don't do that. We actually turn away people in thousands and thousands.
Where's there any free food?
Okay, Mr. Mangwana, cut you there. May you just stay on the line. We have a caller. We'll come back to you very soon, Mr. Mangwana. Sorry for that. We have a caller. Vamavasa Magadi. Dirimupenyu zitanda gona here kuti vamavasa
ndizvo chaizvo ndiva mavasa
zvakanaka muri kufona muri kupi
ndiri kuno South Africa
tipewo pfungwa dzenyu
okay neniwo ndinoona zvakati nakewo zvazvo kuti chero dai vanhu vanga vatenderwa kuti vavhote sevanhuwo vane chokuita nenyika yavo asi kana chavandongoda kukurudzira ndechekuti hazvisi chokwadi yokuti vanhu vose vanenge vari mudiaspora vanenge vari vanhu vanonge vachinzi vanotsigira mapato anopikisa kana kudii asi kuti diaspora kune vanhu vose sezvamunongova muri uko kumakasiyana nemafungire tikatarisa kuti munhu umwe neumwe paanenge ari unenge achivao nemafungire kuinda kumusha zviya zvatinoita zviya zvine zvazvinotoreva kuti tine zvatinoda kumusha kwedu saka asi kuti chakangosiyanise kuti munhu umwe unovhotera bato ripi saka zvinogona futi kuzoita sekuti vabigwa saka hazvirevi nesarili kuti kuva kudiaspora kwatova anotsigira bato rinopikisa kana kuti rinotonga
Saka sei muri kuona hurumende iri kukweva makumbo pakuti mutemo iwoyo uwandudzwe bumbiro remutemo idzva rakaisa izvozvo kuti vana vezimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vavhota asi pari kunonoka kualainwa mitemo iyoyo
ya chinoitika ndechekuti isu tiri kudiaspora chiri uko kwamuri muchaona kuti kune vamwe vanhu vane nzira dzisina kunaka vatova zvizvarwa zvemo nenzira dzisina kunaka saka zvinhu zvinofanirwa kupreshwa kuti vanhu vava kupiwa ugari ivavo vokuti vavhote ndizvo here vana vemuzimbabwe here kuitira kuti zviite zvakanaka
Saka munoda kuti vanhu vavhetwe
vhetingi ndiyo iri very necessary sezvatinongoitiwa chiri kuno kumusha tine dzimwe nguri dzatotokona kuvhota nokuda kwokungofunga sokuti hatina kumira zvakanaka uchitofunga kuti pamwe zvichibuda nekune bato raunototsigira chairo wobva ukoneswa kuvhota saka they are not very accurate paassessment yavo
aiwa maita basa zvikuru vamavasa thank you so much
ndinokumbiravo ndinozama ndogara ndichingozama dai mangorambawo muchingotifonera kuitira kuti tipewo pfungwa dzakasiyana siyana kuti igova studio inotaura chokwadi chaicho chaicho nokuti inenge ichitora vanhu vari paground pane zvokungozoita sokuti ndevanhu vano vadivi rimwe chete
saka imi apa divi renyu rinenge riri ripi kana muchititirei tichimboita divi rimwe chete
ndinongotsigira pfungwa dzandinenge ndinadzo ndodivi rangu kuti iko zvino ndinei nokuti mangwana muchahwandi tichitsigirawo zvinenge zvichitaurika zvinenge zviri kune rimwe divi
ndizvozvo ndosaka
akateerera makatoteerera ipapa matondiisa padivi ndatopakurika nyika yose
ndoyatondiyakuhwai aiwa zvinoitika munongoziva tine tiine kana zviuru nezviuru zvevanhu vanenge vachingofona saka tiye taakuzochinetseka kuti mese tikwanise kufonera asi ticharamba tichidaro namba dzenyu tava nadzo maita basa vamavasa
akana zvaita saizvozvo zvinenge zvichifadza nokuti ndiyo sofa kubva zvandakateerera kubva ndichitanga kuziva kuti kune studio 7 ndonguva muteereri asi ndichikunawo kuita breakthrough
nhasi maona kuti studio 7 ndeye munhu wese mukana wenyu maupiwa tinotenda zvikuru morara zvakanaka muve nezoro rakanaka rekrisimusi
nemiwo ishakuitire zvakanaka murambe muchienderera mberi
Thank you. Thank you so much. Chris, Mr. Mavasa is saying that, Zimbabwe should encompass all people's views, regardless of affiliation or whatever or people look at issues. So he's saying if the government feels that people should vote, there should be a vetting process where people should be vetted before they vote, those in the diaspora. And we also thank the Studio 7 for allowing him or giving the opportunity to be on air today. He said ever since Studio 7 was established, he was trying a lot to get through, but today it was his lucky day. Wow. And we understand we have Mr. Quiet Ncube. On the phone, he's based here in the U.S. and is an official for Zim Expo. Mr. Ncube, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, gentlemen?
We are fine, Chris.
Yes,
hey, Chris. How are you?
Fine, sir. Fine, sir. Thanks for joining us. We have Mr. Nick Mangwana on the other line. He's a ZANU-PF chairman. And he has already, made his contribution and based on a video that shows him saying that Zimbabweans in the diaspora should not vote. But that's not the context because he expanded on why he was saying that. Now, we just want to hear from you. What are your views on that?
Sorry, can you hear me? There's another line coming. I hope this is not disrupting. Yeah.
Hello. No, go ahead.
Or yeah, maybe I don't know how to delete it. It's an incoming call.
Oh, on your phone?
Okay. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're okay now.
Okay.
Yeah, you were asking me about my views on the diaspora voting. Is that right?
That's right. Allowing Zimbabweans wherever they are in the world, like what other countries do.
First of all, can you elaborate on the current constitution of Zimbabwe as it relates to voting rights and so on?
We actually have an expert on the line. Mr. Mangwana, can you answer him?
All I need is just that, and then we can discuss on that.
Yes, let's give Mr. Mangwana a chance because he is well-vested in that. We don't want to give a view that, Mr. Mangwana, can you go ahead and describe to him the current legal situation regarding the diaspora vote?
The Constitution, I think it's Section 158, it does say that it does prescribe who is entitled to vote in a Zimbabwean election. It also says in Section 157 that there should be an electoral act which shall govern those elections. Now, on the fourth schedule of the Constitution, it says, and now it's talking about what should be in the Electoral Act, it says the electoral law may prescribe additional residential requirements to ensure that voters are registered on the most appropriate voters roll, but any such requirements must be consistent with the Constitution, in particular with Section 67. Now, Section 67 also says that every Zimbabwean has a right, every Zimbabwean citizen has the right to free and fair regular elections for an elected public office established in terms of the Constitution, to make political choices freely and so on and so forth. So it gives, Section 67 gives political rights to Zimbabweans. Right. But it also, now the same Constitution gives the right to our legislative board to make laws in such a way that they can make additional residential requirements to the voters. So additional requirements, residential requirements, as they stand now, are that you should have an address in Zimbabwe. You should provide a bill and an ID to prove that you are resident, where you say you are resident in Zimbabwe. So some are saying that electoral act is contravening the Constitution. I don't see it that way, but it's a subject to debate. We need that tested in court.
Okay.
I hope that is helpful, yeah.
Okay, yes, thank you so much for the clarification, and thank you for all the input you gave. I think every country, every government is governed by the local constitution. Anything that is said in the constitution basically represents the values and the needs and the desires of the nation being the citizens of a country, in this case Zimbabwe. By virtue of being a citizen of Zimbabwe, doesn't matter where one lives, we are just visitors where we are. When we claim we are Zimbabweans, that means our home is in Zimbabwe. We have a vested interest in our people, in our culture, in our economy, in the future well-being of the country, the development, and so on. That means by having the rights of being a Zimbabwean, holding a proper Zimbabwean documentation such as the national ID, passport, and otherwise, I don't know if there is any discussion in terms of the voting rights of those who are living outside the borders of Zimbabwe. Everyone is so much interested in developing their own country in different ways. People are contributing so much into the economy. That goes without saying. Government knows that. Everybody knows, especially with a scarcity of the foreign currency. It's a fact that the people from outside are injecting dollars into Zimbabwe. This definitely suggests they have a vested interest in it. They are true Zimbabweans in all respect. So I am not sure when it comes to voting rights and privileges, why that should be any question at all. This is an international way of doing things. I'm not sure why Zimbabwe would consider this an exception, or rather this should be something to be argued about. If you look at all the nations worldwide, some even vote by mail.
That's true.
Some people vote by mail, and all you have to do is to prove your citizenship. Basically, there's no way around it.
Mr. Ngube,
so what's the problem there?
If I may disrupt you, we have a caller. Just stay on the line, Mr. Ngube. Tinemuteereri vachengeta makadi.
Ndinofara zvikuru makadiyo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru kuti makwanisa kunge muchipinda pachirongwa. Aiwa, tiri vapenyu. Tipei pfungwa dzenyu.
Inini ndiri kuda kutsinira nevari kubva mukutaura izvezvi kuti hurumende yatadza nei kukoshesa vanhu vari kudiaspora kuti vapinde mumavhoti vachivhotera zvavanofunga. Kana vachivhotera hurumende iripo, vaivhotere irambe iripo. Kana vachivhotera hurumende kuti ibve, vaivhotere ibve, nekuti vanhu ivavo vakakosha zvikuru. Tiri kuvaona vachivaka dzimba dzakanaka kuno kunyika kwavo, zvichireva kuti ikoko vakauya kuzoshandira kugadzirisa nyika yeZimbabwe. Saka nyaya yevhoti yakakosha zvikuru, zvokuti vanga vachifanirwa kupindawo munyaya yemavhoti nokuti kugadzirisa zvinhu zvemunyika mavo.
Aiwa, maita basa zvikuru. Maita basa, asi dambudziko riripo. Ndiri kunzwai vachengeta.
Saka ndinoonazve inini hurumende yedu iripo inokoshesa zvinhu zvemusangano uri wehurumende iri kutonga, kunyanya-nyanya vasinganyanyi kukoshesa zvinhu zvinodiwa nevanhu vakawanda-wanda. Vamangwana ndinofara hangu nokuvanzwa nguva yese vachitaura, vanonyanya kutsigira musangano wavo chaizvo chaizvo. Varambi vakadaro pakutsigira musangano, asi varangarirewo kuti hama dzavo dziri kuno dzikushupika zvikurusa, dzikunetseka zvikurusa, nokuti tatidawo kuti zvatinoda zvinzwikwe. Tinodiwa nemunhu wese zvinzwikwe.
Aiwa, vamangwana vari kuzvinzwa, tichavapa mukana wekuti vanga vachikupindurai.
Zvakanaka, ndinofara zvikuru nokunzwikwawo nokubudirira nhasi. Ndozuva rangu rekutanga kupinda muchirongwa ndichinzwikwa pamhepo. Ndinofara chaizvo nekupfonga kwamaita.
Maita basa vachengeta, isu tinotendawo zvikuru nekutsigira chirongwa. Toti muve nezoro rekisimusi rakanaka.
Aiwa, tiri pano pakadoma padamai apa, tikutonyang'anya zvedu takamirira kuti Krisimasi iyi idzwe yangotanga.
Manje ichakupfuurai musina kuitarisa muchitaura nestudio 7.
Aiwa, studio 7 ndo chirongwa tinotorimo izvezvi. Ndikutofara chaizvo nototi vara nhasi randipinza mugore, ndichipedza gore zvakanaka ndabvapindawo muchirongwa ndichipawo pfungwa dzangu pamaonero dziri kuitika munyika.
Maita basa vachengeta, regai tichipamukana vamangwana vakupindurei. Vamangwana,
aiwa zvakanaka.
Vamangwana muripo here parunhare? Halo, vamangwana. Christine, tiri kuita dambudziko nenhare yavamangwana, hatizo kuti yadonha here. Halo, vamangwana. Mr. Mangwana.
Bye.
Halo.
Ndiri kukunzwai.
Okay, tati siri kukunzwai. Manzwa here zvataurwa navachengeta.
Ndanzwa zvese zvataurwa navachengeta navanquve.
Tipei mhinduro.
Mhinduro yokutanga ndeyekuti hachisi chokwadi kuti nyika yese, nyika dzese, nyika zhinji dzekudeveloped or whatever dzinobvuma vanhu vari kunze kwenyika kuvhota.
Mr. Mangwana, is it possible for you to reply in English so that Mr. Ncube
it's even better.
Okay.
Right. It's not correct to say that every major country in this world facilitates for a transnational vote. In Britain, which country I know a bit about because I live in it, if you stay outside, an expatriate who stays 15 years outside Britain cannot even come to Britain to vote. But in Zimbabwe, you can stay as long as you want outside the country and come back to Zimbabwe to vote. And I believe Britain is a major country. Most countries in the world do not allow you to vote if you stay 6 years outside the country. Now, in the United States, where you guys live, expats are allowed to vote. But they also pay taxes to the federal government wherever they are throughout their period. So there is a right, but there is also an obligation to pay taxes. Now, I've said that we need a policy if we are going to have this, and we are not yet ready. For example, who should get a ballot box? Should we take a ballot box to the 2,000 people that are in Thailand? Zimbabweans that are in Thailand. How about those 40 people that live in Mongolia? Should we bring a ballot box to them as well and do our campaigns there? Or should we bring it to only the 300,000 people in the UK? They suppose the 1 million people or whatever number in South Africa. We do not have a policy on that one. Where do we set a ballot box to? Because what we are saying is, outside Zimbabwe, let's bring a ballot box to the doorstep of every Zimbabwean. But who should we? Do we have a policy? Do we even have an idea of how many Zimbabweans are where? Do we have the demographics? We don't. So when somebody says to you, let's hold on to this debate for a while and deal with other matters, it's because there are too many issues to deal with which are not as, which people have no answers to.
But Mr.
How much does it cost? Who's going to fund it?
But Mr. Mangwana, if Section 23A of the Constitution allows or gives every Zimbabwean the opportunity to vote, including those in the diaspora, what's...
It doesn't say including those in the diaspora. It
yes. But it that's doesn't. why it needs to be aligned.
It simply says
yes.
every... But it says subject to residential rules.
That's why we are saying that why is the government, the ZANU-PF government, dragging its feet to align that? Because that law just needs to be aligned with the supreme law.
The Electoral Act was amended after this constitution.
Yes.
It's actually a new act.
Yes.
It was amended well after this constitution was promulgated.
That's so why they want it to be aligned
it's
with
not
the...
It's going to go another alignment because it has already gone through alignment. But if you believe that this Electoral Act as amended post-2013 is unconstitutional, then it's high time somebody challenges that in the Concord. Use the same constitution. Nobody has challenged the Electoral Act as it stands now.
On November 1st, 2016, if I'm correct on the date, Justice Makarau held a press conference where she mentioned that what only is needed is the alignment of the Act so that Zimbabweans are allowed to vote. And once that's done, it's now up to the Zimbabwean government to put policies on how to handle this issue. And rather than people saying it's impossible before the law is aligned, I think we have lost Ms. Mangwana there. Hello, Mr. Mangwana? Yeah, I think we have lost Ms. Mangwana, Chris.
Yes, Mr. Ncube?
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Mr. Ncube? Mr. Ncube, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Ncube, you heard
a
bit.
I can hear you.
Okay, you heard a bit of what Mr. Mangwana said in response to your contribution. Do you have anything to add to that?
Well, Yes, unfortunately, our home government definitely needs to look into things that count most into the development of the country. We have a lot of young and older citizens of Zimbabwe living abroad, some of whom have been here for years. Many of these people have a vested interest back home. They have property, they have land, they pay taxes. As long as you own property in terms of land, obviously you have to pay taxes whether you live in Zimbabwe or not. And the very fact that people care so much about their own nation, and many of these people have only one citizenship, and if they can't even vote in their own country, there's so much to be said about how things are done. I wonder if there is any fear of people in the diaspora participating in the elections. Is there a problem in terms of, are they afraid of something? What is it that makes them so uncomfortable in accommodating this? Let's not forget we are looking at least a million people or so. I don't know if you guys have the proper figures of people living abroad, South Africa, United States, United Kingdom, Australia, and many, many other countries around. We have a lot of Zimbabweans, and not to mention what they have brought into the nation in terms of upgrading and in terms of developing the nation directly or indirectly. They don't deny that. They have even encouraged Zimbabweans to come home, or rather to invest in Zimbabwe. And Zimbabweans abroad are doing that. They don't have to reside in their own land to participate. But if they can be denied access to a voting right simply by virtue of them being outside Zimbabwe, then I think there's much to be said about our own government. Mm-hmm. If I can just give you an example, I don't know if this is a fair thing to say. Let's supposing the majority of the Zimbabweans outside Zimbabwe, they were either pro ZANU, which is the ruling party. Let's say 60-70% of us were ZANU members, full-fledged ZANU members with IDs and so on, and the government was aware of that. How would they handle this situation?
Okay, yeah, so Mr. Ncube, just keep holding. We have another caller, Dumisani, calling us from South Africa. Dumisani, kunjani?
Yapi, kunjani, bud.
Ah, siyaphila, kunjani, call?
Ah, akena yi, akona lo kunji.
Eh, liana yini?
Ah, liana yini, pezi.
Ah, ay, kuhle, kakhulu, kuyabukeka. Ungasipha imbono yakho.
Ya bengithi mina bonke lokho elikhuluma ngakho angithi ukuthi sivota singaphandle njengalokho okunye kwenziwa ngamanye amazwe in Africa. Khona kuyinto enhle njengoba lisitsho ukuthi njengoba lirefer nge-new constitution. But into engiyibonayo mina ukuthi ibazalukuthi fanele livume ukuthi thina sivote singaphandle kwelizwe ngoba bona bale BP ukuthi wonke umuntu ongaphandle kwelizwe u-against ZANU-PF. So if bengasivumele ukuthi sivote singaphandle kwelizwe kungenzeka ukuthi sinqobe iZANU-PF, iBF abalayo. Ubona abakwazi ukuthi ngaphandle kwamazwe lapho bakhona abantu abangama-supporters eZANU-PF.
Ye, angazi kumbubulalele yini siqalisa uhlelo umnumzana Mangwana kade silaye uthe yena balethemba sibili ukubana kungathiwa kuvote amazwe wonke womhlaba ikhonale kobo United Kingdom la ngaphe America balama structures. aqinileyo kakhulu ukuthi babone ukuthi bengaqinqoba.
So manje okwenza ukuthi bengasivumeli ukuthi zivote ngaphandle kwelizwe kuyini? Uma kuthi bafunja ngakhona lokho.
Yikuthi kasekho la ekade sizingambuza ke manje. Eh.
Alright, alright. And then enyinto konke lokho nje okurefer to in new constitution akusoze kusebenze until umgabe ezephume. Konke lokho kuzaqala ukusebenza kahle after umgabe sephumile. Umgabe ezilonge khona nguye ongafuni yonke le nto isebenze. Ngoba kanyela ama board notes they tried by all means to fight ukuthi engabi khona eZimbabwe engaexist eZimbabwe but nanga sekhona yonke into thwa lokho asikufuni i new constitution ID but ekugcineni ngicina sokukhona. So mina ngicabanga ukuthi yonke nje refer ukuthi i new constitution ID angeyova kwasebenza kuzasebenza after umbuso after umgabe siphumile then kuzoqala ukusebenza from lapho umbono wami lo.
Hayi sibongile ngombono wakho. Awuyini ekhaya ngeChristmas la?
Hayi ngihambe kahle ngeke ngikhona lapho nje ngihamba kusasa ngiyaphuma ngihamba.
Oh suka kusasa.
Yeah ngizosasa.
Hayi kulungile uhambe kahle sikufisela iChristmas enhle ukukholise khona.
Hayi ngiyabonga mfowethu.
Hayi sibongile lana.
Okay.
Maybe I can throw a question to Mr. Ncube. Mr. Ncube, earlier we heard Mr. Mangwana raising concerns about policies. He says that there are no policies to cater for those in the diaspora to vote. He gave examples of people like in Mongolia, South Africa, here in the US, and all that. He says it will be a problem for those people to be able to vote because there are no policies in place. What's your take on that?
I don't think they should even raise that question at all. That is a non-starter. It's the responsibility of the government. If they want to enact this, they can do it overnight. All they have to do is, okay, we have lots of our people abroad. We want you to participate in your free election. We want you to participate in every aspect of Zimbabwean life. This is what you need to do. If you want to be part of us, this is what you have to do. Just set up some policies and guidelines. That is a very straightforward thing. It is not even a constitutional amendment. It's whether they want to do it or they don't. They cannot come up with all kinds of lame excuses to tell us or to tell the people abroad. The reason this cannot be done is because the following things, there's no set up structures and so on. Who sets up the structures is the government. Who removes the structures is the government. So they should be able to accommodate those people anytime they want to. It's just that if they have to come up with all kinds of excuses that really don't seem to make sense. It's just a way of saying it's not going to happen.
I see. We have Mr. Mangwana back on the line. Mr. Mangwana, I hope you got that the last bit there that Mr. Ncube contributed. That, you know, these are just excuses which are not valid. The government has got the capacity to run these elections in the diaspora. What's your take?
I'm not too sure, like, that capacity, but the point I was making earlier before we got dropped was that so far, no diasporan has gone out there and challenged the Electoral Act before the Concord, before the Constitutional Court, to say this Electoral Act, which does not accommodate diaspora voting, is unconstitutional. So let's test it. So at the moment, what we have are different opinions and different interpretations of the Constitution. That's all. Everything has been tested. We have tested the issue of citizenship, dual citizenship. We have tested most constitutional issues have been tested, but this particular one. So we will have this debate until 2018. And whilst the government has no intention of re-amending the Electoral Act post-2013. So if somebody is aggrieved by the interpretation of by the government's interpretation of the Constitution, well, let them test it.
Well, hanzi chichambe chasirwa nawe Zimbabwe, chasirwa nawe Zimbabwe na vamangwana. vanofunga kuti mutemo uri kuwadzvinyirira hanzi endai kudariri pamusoro-soro reconstitutional court. Ndo zvimwe zvezvatakanzwa zvichirongwa kuitwa neZimbabwe Exiles Forum, asi ivo vari kunyunyuta kuti ZEC iri kukwewa makumbo pamusoro penyaya yekuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vanga vachivhota. Tinoona kuti ivo mwedzi wapera amai Makarau vanovesa chigaro weZEC vakataura pamusangano, regai ndingoverenga zvimwe zvezvavakataura. Pari kunzi non-resident Zimbabweans cannot vote in the 2018 elections unless they return home first to register and then to cast their ballots, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has confirmed. Opposition parties have been staging protests in recent months demanding electoral reforms, including enabling non-resident Zimbabweans to vote from their countries of residence. However, addressing journalists in Harare on Tuesday, ZEC chairperson Rita Makarau said without amendment of the Electoral Act, citizens living outside the country would need to come back home to cast their vote on election day. So, Justice Makarau is confirming that all is needed is just an amendment of the Electoral Act, nothing more. So, why is the government dragging its feet here?
No, the government is not dragging its feet. Because if you are saying the government is dragging its feet, you are saying it has got an intention of amending the Electoral Act. But I am saying to you, after the elections of 2013, the government already amended the Electoral Act. So if it has no current intention, not that I know of amending that Electoral Act. Because it's saying that Electoral Act is constitutional. That's why I'm saying if anybody thinks that the government is getting this wrong, then challenge it. That's all. Because the government is very clear in its thinking that this Electoral Act, as it is now, as amended in 2013, is in conformity with the current constitution, with the new constitution.
Gandhi.
Yeah, that's quite... You know, I don't really know about, all these other issues, how they come into play. But when we look at, organizations like the Zimbabwe Diaspora Campaign, they even offered to raise money for the diasporans to be able to cast their vote, Mr. Mangwana. I heard you raising that point of, logistics and finance. What do you say about that? That there are some people out there willing to help the process?
I cannot comment on that, but I guess if the money is there. But the point here is, at the moment, it's not lawful. I gave you an example of Great Britain. Two individuals in May 2016 challenged the 15-year rule and said it was unconstitutional that British people that have been non-resident in Britain for 15 years should be allowed to vote in the referendum that's called the Brexit referendum. They went all the way to Supreme Court, European Court of Human Rights, and Britain's position that any person that has stayed outside the country for 15 years should not vote in its election was upheld to be constitutional. So, I'm saying to Zimbabweans in the diaspora, they feel that their rights are being trampled upon by the interpretation that the government of Zimbabwe has used to draft the Electoral Act, fine. Why don't they challenge it? Rather than raise money to try to put ballot boxes in Taiwan or whatever, challenge the Zimbabwean government on its interpretation of the constitution and on the constitutionality or on the constitutional compliance of the Electoral Act. And then let's have a position from the Concord. Let's have an illegal position, because right now everything is subject to our own private interpretations. And my private interpretation is that the government of Zimbabwe is not in contravention of the constitution. Your private interpretation is that the government of Zimbabwe is not in conformity.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's test it before independent adjudicators, which is the judiciary.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Nube can chip in there.
Or maybe you can lodge a complaint, Mr. Nube.
Yeah, that's okay. The comment.
Yeah, you can go ahead.
What, What is the function of an embassy of any country? I'm assuming, correct me if I'm wrong, United Zimbabwe has a Zimbabwean embassy in the United States. That piece of land, by right, it's called Zimbabwe in the United States. Okay? The ambassador and the embassy staff, they reside in a piece of land that has been delegated to them by the United States or any other country. That piece of land is Zimbabwe. And the Zimbabwean embassy represents a lot of things. It is there to provide services for its people and otherwise. Why would it be impossible or difficult for the for the Zimbabwean government to handle most of these things that we're discussing through the embassies of our respective countries around the world?
But elections are not just a question of going to cast your vote. There is voter registration. There is authentication of the voter's roll. There is voter's education. There is the campaigning. All those things need to be done in an orderly way by a government. There is the issue of the security of the vote itself. Because this is going to be another controversy, even if you look at it. We have had the controversy of postal votes, the army, and so forth. The moment you put in that dimension, I'm not saying that's what a vote should not happen. I'm just telling you the complications, the things that have to be dealt with. The security of the vote is one key. How do you ensure? Because right now, as it is, when you vote, when you finish voting, then the ballots are counted on the spot, and the results put on the wall, signed for, and so forth. How do we ensure Zimbabwe has got 43 embassies around the world. How do you ensure that security of that vote? Where is it counted? How? There is no policy. That's what I'm trying to say, that it's, at the moment, to even talk about it, it's premature. And I don't believe there's an appetite for it anyway.
Mr. Mangwana, unless Mr. Ngube wanted to just chip in 30 seconds, then we'll throw another question to Mr. Mangwana.
Yeah, 30 seconds, really, 20 seconds for me will be fine.
Yes.
Here's one of my concerns, gentlemen, all of you. I have been outside my homeland since the revolutionary struggle. I have been away from Zimbabwe for almost 36 years. I have never voted in my life, ever. And yet I have never even wanted to denounce my Zimbabwean citizenship until the new constitution came up that allows for dual citizenship. I would never even want to consider applying for a United States citizenship, because Inkaba Yami is a Zimbabwe even today. That's still how I handle things. And yet I still don't have a right to do this. This is the time for Zimbabwe to consider these kind of things, see if they can find a common ground to accommodate its people. It's plain and simple.
Thank you so much. Vamangwana pane pamambotaura nyaya yekuti zvinhu zvinofanira kurongeka, kwete kuti munhu akanga aroora muZimbabwe ni ozopedzisira kunzi haakufananga muZimbabwe achizovhotawo nezvimwe zvakadaro. Tinoonawo kuti kune sangano reDecember 12 movement. Handiziwe kuti kune maZimbabwenzi akawanda zvakadii arimo musangano imo, asi vatinoziva vanoritungamira vanhu vemuno muAmerica vasiri maZimbabwenzi. Asi vanhu vane chekuita nenyaya yeZimbabwe. Zvinozotarisa mwana weZimbabwe kuti anga aine chekuita mukuumbwa kwehurumende yake chii?
December 12 is an affiliate organization as ANOPF.
Yes.
And like zvinongoita kuti ku conference kwedu kwakune ANC. My elections edu kuno ku UK akapresidentwa over ne ANC. I don't think there is any relationship between such an affiliate relationship, for example, between the Labour Party and the MDC, which is anything to do with what we're talking about here. I don't see a direct relationship, because people want to eat as symbiotic relationship to work. Yeah, you could see me, which is Anna, never come around.
Makadi. Hello. Kana mama makateri rava mangwana vatsanangura zvikonzero zvavanofunga kuti zvinoitadzisa kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vavhote zvakafanana kuti vari kuti bumbiriro remutemo ari vabvumidze kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vavhote vakati kunze kwaizvozvo nyaya yezvinodiwa kuti zvinge zvichiitwa kuti munhu avhote ari kunze kwenyika zvakaita semari nevashandi vacho nezvimwe zvakadaro ndozvavambotaura asi anza hapana inokumira imwe. Varipo vamangwana vanogona kupindurai taura yenyu kana mapedza toapa mukana.
Ndava dikini hawo.
Vamangwana.
Vamaposa, mbudzo yenyu wakanaka zvikuru. Hatisi ini handitye, ZANU-PF haisi kutya kuti vana veZimbabwe vavhote. Handirangariri zvangu, ndanda chikomana chati Samukei muna 1980. Handirangariri vanhu vachivhota kuSouth Africa, vachivhota vari kuBritain, vachivhota. Ndichandinorangarira chakaitika in 1980, munhu aizibata chitupa chako womira sure kwomumwe, bereka munhu woenda wonovhota kuZimbabwe, muZimbabwe. Vanga vatanga tinavo vari kunana Yugoslavia nevamwe vanga vari kuEast Germany, yataiti German Democratic Republic, havana kuvhota ikoko kana iri murangaridzo wangu wakakwana. Saka kukombeya na 1980, hazvisi pointi yacho haizonyatsobuda. Asizve tiri kuti isusu iyemi vari kuZimbabwe, imi vari kudziva rasekwa, imi ndii munototanga kuti kana tikangotaura kuti vari kudiaspora tikataura, munobva matanga kuti hamugari muno, you're not on the ground. Saka musataura nezvizvo. Saka you cannot have it both ways.
Vamangwana, nguva yabva yadyana. Vamaposa, nguva yabva yadyana. Vanxube, before you make your last contribution, we are already out of time, and as my colleagues Blessing and Gibbs always say, there's no extra time on Live Talk. I think we are going to petition for that, Chris.
Yeah, Jonga. We have come to the end of the show. My name is Chris Gande, and would like to thank our guest, Mr. Quiet Nube, Mr. Nick Mangwana, the ZANU-PF UK chairman, and also all the listeners who managed to get through. Thank you, and a Merry Christmas.
Yes, my name is Jonga Kandemiri, ndoti murare zvakanaka uye munge muine zororekisimusi rakanaka tosangana zvakare shundo rinouya.